Southern Union Worker. Lots experience. The state of the world now is similar to that which existed in the days of Lot, when Sodom's corruption called for the angel's visit to that wicked city, to see whether the cries coming up before heaven were of such a character that the inhabitants of beautiful Sodom, a city that had been so highly favored of God, had so corrupted their ways before the Lord that there was no hope of their redemption. God's wrath was revealed so signally because the corruption of the Sodomites was so deep. The heavenly visitants could see for themselves that the Sodomites had passed the limits of divine forbearance. The angels took Lot and his wife and daughters by the hand to hasten their flight from the city, lest the storm of divine judgment should break upon the place they hesitated so much to leave. They were solemnly commanded to hasten, for the fiery storm would be delayed but a little longer. But one of the fugitives presumptuously ventured to cast a regretful look backward to the doomed city, and she became a monument of God's judgment, showing how he regards unbelief and presumptuous rebellion. This visitation of God's wrath upon Lot's wife hurried the remaining three on their way from the city. But Lot, not desiring to flee to the mountains, had pleaded with the Lord to spare a smaller city a few miles from Sodom to which he could flee. What unbelief he manifested! His faith was very weak. But God in his mercy spared Zoar, in answer to Lot's petitions. The result of their going to Zoar is plainly recorded in the scriptures. All the cities surrounding Sodom were corrupted with the sins of the Sodomites. When iniquity abounds in a nation, there is always to be heard some voice giving warning and instruction, as the voice was heard in Sodom. Yet Lot could have preserved his family from many evils had he not made his home in that wicked, polluted city. All that Lot and his family did in Sodom could have been done by them, even if they had lived in a place some distance from the city. Enoch walked with God, and yet he did not live in the midst of any city, polluted with every kind of violence and wickedness, as did Lot in Sodom. I have not time now to present all that I hope the Lord will strengthen me to present to his people in regard to this matter. Mrs. E. G. White.